HDX. Mobile.
US Mobile. Hey, Patrick.
Just letting you know I'm on my way. I might be just a minute or two late.
And I just got here, so I'll be here when you get here.
Go ahead and get a table. That'll be good. I'll be there shortly. I'm making the split of 276 and 25 right now.
Patrick, Gary. Gary, I got a question for you if you got a second in there, OTR.
Tom, I'll do that, Patrick. Let me talk to Tom just a minute.
I can't remember when the meetings are for the testing stations, and I got a grandson that I finally think may be going to test here in the next month or so, and I just wanted to write it down.
It's the third Saturday of each month, and I don't know, I'd have to look at my calendar, but that ought to be coming up pretty quick.
Be the 18th. Well, he won't be ready then. He's got the book halfway read with some incentive I gave him. But thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Well, like I said, it's the third Saturday of each month over at the Red Cross Building, 940 Grove Road in Greenville, right across from the VA hospital. Yeah, right down the street from Prisma. And that's where we'll be. But it starts at 9 o'clock, so yeah, just whenever he can get there, that'd be lovely. I told my youngest son and my daughter-in-law, they both wanted to talk about getting their license, and I bought them a book. I told them I'd put them up a station there at the house, their house, when they got their license, but they hadn't done it yet, so they've had the book over about 2 years now, so... I don't know if that works or not.
With this grandson, money talks. Yeah, I got the general book for him sitting downstairs here. He don't know that yet. But that's 9 a.m., Gary. I know they have evening meetings at times, but this is at 9 a.m. I know that's probably a dumb question.
No question at all, Tom, but yes, it is 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay, well, you guys have a nice meal there, and I'll talk to you all later. Nothing special going on here. I just been staring out the window at my neighbors getting a new air conditioning system put in, and a lot of dollar bills going out.
About that, I had Dave, KB2HXS, him and... Jimmy Shaver in 4MMW came over and put me a new one in. Oh gosh, it's almost been a year now, and I'm real pleased with it. It works real well, and so I can't complain about that at all.
Two very intelligent, experienced guys. I'll say that about them. I enjoy talking to Dave about, I have an HVAC license, Gary, but I'm not able to do it anymore. I used to do it on the big 480-volt three-phase units on a printing plant and some on a hospital, and I just can't lift anymore, so that's one drawback, and I can't squat down and stay down and get leg cramps, so I just have to have it done if I need it, and thankfully, I've not needed it very, very rarely, and it was on their warranty. They got three of those five-star trucks over here now, and I know I asked that five-star guy one time when he was over there how much he charged me to put in a fan in the bathroom. I kind of thought I wanted one with a light on it, and he said it would be $900, and I thought, no. I'll pass on that, and I'll put it in myself.
I get expensive quickly, no doubt about it, but Dave and Jimmy did a good job at my house and had a couple of little problems come up, and they came and took care of that, and that sort of thing. That means a lot to me, you know, when people service what they sell. So anyway, I'll plug them a little bit for that. Probably shouldn't, but I'm going to. Tom, I'm going to jump out and run inside and grab me and Patrick a table here at the restaurant. And you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day, what's left of it. And I'll be talking to you in just a little while. I'll be calling Annette tonight, of course, and we'll talk then for a minute. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you later. 73, my friend, N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, great to hear you. Bernice is sitting over here. I've been paying bills this morning and getting them out of the way. Yes, Dave has, I know Jimmy, but I haven't been around Jimmy a whole lot, but he's a great guy, and Dave, he's got a big heart. He'll come most any time, especially if it's elderly folks that really need him, and he just got a lot of character. That's all I can say about him and Jimmy both. So I think you made a good choice there. KI4DOS and 0TR73. Catch you guys later. If you're still out there, Patrick, good afternoon to you too, or just about 11:57.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a great day, and I am getting ready to destinate, so maybe I'll catch you later, but I've got some more bills. If you want me to bring them by, I'll drop them off. You can pay those, too.
You're breaking up awful bad on the bills part. We'll see you tomorrow. We can fix you up tomorrow, okay?
You and Miss Bernice behave. KO4HK. Clear.
And see you later, bud. This is N0TR, clear.